Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace.
I'm Ben Brust alongside Bradley Nortman.
What's wrong with T-Lo?
He just popped in. He scared me. Usually he goes to talk to Strope. Joining us now on a Tori Lowe Tuesday with a fresh cut. Looking powerful.
Yeah, got a little twist too.
Like that.
Curled up the hair. Use the brush.
Any day now, Tori. Andy's not in the mic on.
Hey, what's happening in?
A nice shirt you got there. Happy Halloween.
Well, it's Halloween time, so you know, the Michael Myers. I kind of felt like that when the Packers won.
When Jordan Love was stabbing the defense.
Man.
Stabbing the defense.
Throwing the darts.
Why'd you do with that motion, too?
It's very downward aggressive.
Isn't that what they do?
He was shooting the bullet.
Are you a lefty?
Yeah, I'm a lefty.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
The more you know. Like I said, the international man of mystery.
They say that the left hand thinks with the right side of the brain.
Oh, okay.
Powerful.
Is that what they say?
I don't
know. They say.
Okay. Is there
I heard lefties don't live as long as righties.
Wow.
Stroke
killed. Is
that a real statistic?
I do believe that Ben is honest. I do believe that lefties find themselves injured. Sometimes gravely injured because most things are made for right-handed people.
Damn. Well,
find yourself ever in a position where things feel awkward because you're a lefty?
No, I really think that my teacher tried to move my hand back to the right because when I was in kindergarten, they didn't have any left-handed scissors. So she kept giving me the right-handed scissors, so I kept turning them upside down to make it work. Mm. And then somebody came in and saw it and was like, no, don't do that. We got some left-handed scissors.
Wait, scissors have right and left hand?
Yeah, they do because it's one bigger and smaller.
So you clearly haven't held that against her at all.
I just didn't understand that right-handed people are really upset and jealous of left-handed people.
I see some information here that the right-handed world early theory suggested that left-handers were more prone to accidents because they navigated the world built for right-handed people, which led to higher mortality rate. Lefties may have more minor accidents. Research has shown that this does not impact overall mortality rates.
I think Bradley
cultural memory?
Because I'm running into a lot of accidents.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I don't think Bradley
There's
needed
a 1991 report that was published.
This guy. Just Brad said all of this without having to
Google
it.
There we go.
Validated again.
The original researchers stood by the work for years despite criticism, but the 1991 report has been debunked.
Jealous.
Before we go into it, Brad, can you ask Tori Lowe, what you asked us before the
break? Yeah, I was scrolling through, and Coach Prime, Dion, he asked, he said something like, you can come in and get a BBL. And I said, what's a BBL?
Oh, wow.
I said, I asked Kyle, genuineness can be, I said, Kyle, what's a BBL? And then he's like, save it for on air.
It's an implant.
So that's what they helped lead me there.
On the buttocks.
Can you believe you didn't know what a BBL is?
What?
That is 36, didn't know what a BBL
I've
is.
I've never seen.
And that's a good problem to have because that
any
means.
Any text back?
That means the.
Let's see, from Lexi. Let me see if it's.
I think that's a good thing
not
to have because that means the girls, he's satisfied with the way that they look.
And they're very satisfied with
the way that they look.
BBL, when he married Lexi, BBLs was probably becoming popping because when we were in high school, people weren't thinking about having that thick old thing. Right? They weren't worried about that.
Like breast implants.
Oh yeah,
Well, girls in high school didn't have that.
They wasn't.
Girls in high school are getting BBLs.
They wasn't doing the buttocks back then. But I think the breast implant idea was going on.
I don't think the
buttocks implants was going on.
I'm for
it's
the BBLs.
It's a dangerous surgery, I believe.
It is very dangerous.
Oh, you believe? Quick research.
I've heard.
Cardi B had a BBL. Or has.
That sounds completely on brand.
I heard it was, I don't know if this, I maybe have to Google it.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman. Strobe's running the show barely. He's actually just talking to another producer.
Yeah, he is.
Everyone's just having a grand old time.
Who doesn't like talking about BBA? Oh, they stink too.
I heard that there's a rumor that if they're not done right, they stink.
Really?
Again, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Tori's the only one here who can find out. Everybody else here is
stink
married.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know.
How would you evaluate Packers quarterback Jordan Love this season? Has he been average, good, great, or elite?
Well, I'll say this. He's been great.
You fit in with 60% of the people.
I think he's been great. I think we're looking for an MVP season out of Jordan Love.
What would make him elite? What would he have to do through the rest of the season for you to move him up to the elite tier?
What he did against Aaron Rodgers. The completion percentage was really good.
Well, you're asking him to throw for 360 and throw at an 80-plus percent completion percentage every game?
He did it so smooth. Like, I think that we're looking for the Zen effect with Jordan Love. We're looking for the love to vibrate
to the Zen level where we
can see him in total control of the offense.
Dude,
I think sometimes he struggles in certain points.
No, stop. Tori, you live in the past. He's completing 70% of his passes.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. This last game was
touchdowns to interception. Last
awesome,
game
yeah.
for the season, he's completing 70%. All the things that we had a problem with him coming up, his completion percentage being low, bad decision-making being too high,
I think that the Cleveland game and the Dallas game.
Oh, stop. Let me finish.
I know that I triggered you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm triggered.
When I brought up the Cleveland game, you know, it kind of triggered because we all got triggered. But what I'm saying is, you got to realize that you got to get to a point where you start putting the teams away that you're supposed to put. Every good team, every great quarterback, they get into games like Cleveland or like Dallas or teams that they're supposed to beat, and they put them away. And I think that that
he
caused,
scored 40 no, points. They scored every time they touched the football
people,
in the second half and overtime.
They know how great the Packers are, but I think that we're still have to get above some of these successful things that lead you into success.
Tori, I think the problem is that you brought
up the Packers. We won Super Bowl now.
Don't get me wrong. You brought up the two games they did not win. You brought up the games against the Cowboys.
What I'm saying is
Cleveland game's tough to defend.
The Cleveland game.
He was under direct.
But I'm just saying.
You didn't watch the Cleveland game.
I saw the updates.
You were
Tori brought up the fact that they couldn't finish the game. Whose fault was that they didn't finish the game?
I just said that you got to be able to put away teams on the calendar. This is what you expect to do on the road to the championship. You got a championship team, you got to put the – like if you mark this team as like, okay, they're not doing too well – we're doing well. We gotta beat these teams. It's certain teams that you gotta say, okay, as a good team, these teams are the ones that can.
Everybody,
I think Tori's being unfair. If I'm gonna be honest,
go right ahead.
If you look at the overall landscape of the NFL. Let's not act like every team is putting away every team week by week.
There's a lot of parity right now.
I think it's fair to point out the criticisms of what happened late in Cleveland. I think if you want to say that there were opportunities against the Cardinals, yes. Or if you want to say that, look, Jordan Love has been great. He's been great. But the defenses they have played have not been phenomenal, but there will be more opportunities for him to show that he is passing this, you know, great or the good to very good, as people are arguing, and consistently great, knocking on the door of elite as they play the Eagles and the Lions in two very marquee matchups.
Well, you sound like ChatGPT.
No, you just sound like you corrected me with ChatGPT.
Wow. Like
ChatGPT is pretty smart.
He just pulled an AI over. That's what he did.
Sounds like I'm pretty smart.
I'm just saying.
AI, those stocks are going off the roof.
I'm just saying. I mean, it sounded like an AI response.
I'm just telling you what it actually is.
But it was good. I mean, but
I don't know if that's
you're right. I wasn't against it.
That means I'm just full of
knowledge. I wasn't against it. Yeah.
I would say the difference between very good or great and elite, the Cleveland game, that's like the one thorn. He didn't play bad the whole game. And yes, he was under pressure. Bad decision at the end of the game.
That wasn't the end of the game. The end of the game, he drove him downfield to get a field goal.
You didn't watch that drive. He wasn't that magnificent. He found an open guy that ran in space and had a pass interference that got him down the field.
Yeah.
So he does deserve credit for that, but you like to make that seem like
he was the sole reason, like, where he rolled out and found somebody. Like, he threw it out on a good play call. Guys got yards after catch, and they got a penalty.
Excuse me. Did he or did he not?
He did. I said he did. But for someone who didn't actually watch it to give as much credit as you're giving without understanding the full context is unfair to your argument if you're going to use it. John in Milwaukee, more AI from Ben Rush.
AI
John from Wauwatosa, right. You're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Love that you're talking up, Jordan Love. Sorry he doesn't have a lot of charisma, but I think his calm is good for a young team, don't you?
I agree. He's steady. He never gets too high, too low, which is a good thing.
Right. I like that about Jordan Love.
I don't need my QB to have charisma.
So my detractors, my neighbors, friends, they're not keen on Jordan Love, and I've always been positive about him, and his numbers always speak for themselves. His percentage of completion, that was a question, and he's proven that this year that he's accurate enough to have good completion percentage. But the other thing I always like to mention is when you just look at the numbers on paper. He's had tons of drops. Last year, top three or five team for drops. Kraft dropped a nice one last night. Dobbs dropped a nice one. I think there was another one or two that were in the hands or belly and dropped. And, boy, I think they punted on those because of those drops. They could have scored 40 points.
We appreciate the call, John. And
Cook, John. Cook. Listen to our elders.
Well, actually, John, are you still there? I'd love to bring John back for a second. For your neighbors that...
I'm right here.
For your neighbors that have not been too fond of Jordan, are they there? Or if they're not, what are the reasons why they're not there with Jordan Love?
I don't know if they're seeing what we're seeing. They were telling me he doesn't take a hit. His O-line hasn't been so good. He's taking three strip drops and getting hit. And last night... or Sunday night, he was showing very well he could take a hit and still make those completions, and he proved that too. But I just helped my overall
point of, like, first off, the pass protection was much better than the run protection. But saying those things about what they're trying to dig deep into, why they don't like Jordan Love, is just nitpicking at this point.
I agree.
I think Jordan Love can have a great run at the MVP this year if he continues to. Grow with that offense. That offense is just, and Christian Watts being back, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
He unlocked that offense.
What I'm saying is he opened up the playbook a little bit too.
I will say if you don't at least view Aaron Rodgers' stats, Jordan Love as great. You are nitpicking to a degree that you probably didn't do with Favre or Love, because it's not like those guys were perfect all the time either. They had their sets of issues. They had their sets of bad throws, bad decisions. Jordan Love is doing that too. And every quarterback along the lead, even Mahomes and Josh Allen, those guys have theirs too. So if you can't cherry pick one play or two plays over the course of the year and say, oh, he's not very good.
I just want y'all to understand that.
You got to look at the whole body of work.
Absolutely.
When teams in the NFL are clamoring for the opportunity for you all to, you know, for people to have your quarterback, that's a good sign. And that's exactly what Jordan Love is doing. What he did on Sunday for me is magnificent. Again, I only got to watch the highlights because I was on a plane. But reading up on it and seeing all the information, having conversations with everybody, magnificent. 360, three touchdowns, incredible. And the fact that this team, look at the fourth quarter stats. This Packers team is trying to close out games offensively, and it's because of the quarterback that they have.
Do you not have DVR? Like, all the sports that I have, like, just save and I can watch back.
No, we don't have DVR.
DVR?
Yeah, or just like a library. It's like a recording library.
No, not with the cable that
He has to pay for the web.
Yeah, but he shares it with somebody. He doesn't even have to pay for it.
It sounds like it's streaming only.
Yeah,
no archive available.
Live, yeah. NFL games, it can Spectrum go back and watch the game?
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Well, I got the NFL Network, so I get
to. Oh, look at you, big money.
Ooh. I mean, I just... Sometimes I'm on the go. I got to watch it on the run.
Yeah, no. I would have got the NFL Network had my airlines allow for me to get it and pay and watch it, but they didn't. But something that will allow you to always have a good time, is Citizens Bank. And buying a home is one of the biggest moves that you'll ever make. And I'm telling you, if you're looking to make a move like that, I know a team that can be behind you and that knows exactly what you need and actually cares. That's why when you're ready, you should talk to my friends at Citizens Bank. I'm telling y'all, from the pre-approval process to closing, and even after you get the keys, they will make your journey easy every step of the way. There's no runaround, no wondering who to call, no last-minute surprises. Just one trusted lender making the whole thing feel a lot less stressful. And get this, you can meet with someone in person or start the application online. It's so easy. However you roll, they got you. So whether you're buying a house, refinancing, or just starting to dream, check out Citizens Bank, WI.Bank. That's Citizens Bank, WI.Bank. That's banking where you belong with Citizens Bank. Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender.
More Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Thanks to T-Lo on the other side. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Bruston. I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stay off the injury report of life with QC Kinetics. You got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back? Don't wait any longer. Your best life is waiting for you, and it's waiting for you on the other side of a phone call to QC Kinetics, where you can get your free consultation, where they are going to utilize advanced cellular treatments. At QC Kinetics, they're going to give you the fast, all-natural, no downtime, and long-term relief that only these natural healing tools can do. I've been to the Greenfield location, absolutely amazed at all the tools in their toolkit to give you a pain-free life. So if you've been told that steroids and medications and surgeries, that those are your only options, you got to get that second opinion from QC Kinetics, because they're the nation's leader in what they do, and they've had so many satisfied patients where they've said the treatments are something of a miracle, and they're living their best life, a pain-free life, all due to the thanks of QC Kinetics. So don't wait any longer. Your pain-free life and your free consultation is waiting on the other side of the phone call to go visit them. You're going to be thankful that you did. Give them a call today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you till 5 o'clock. 94.5 ESPN on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. This is more. Tell you what. After the game he had, I'll take some blame for this. Not enough love on this show for Tucker Kraft. Just not enough.
Tuck.
Nearing 500 yards receiving as a tight end. 330 plus yards after the catch, first among all tight ends in the NFL.
That yuck.
Yuck. Brad, come on.
Yuck.
we can work on that. And I just want to know at this point, like, is he the most beloved Packer outside of Jordan Love? And if so, since who? Because, I mean, he is the easiest Green Bay Packer to like. He blocks. He'll catch. He'll run in space. He'll throw guys down with his arm. And like I said, on the pass that some people want to question from Jordan Love, where it was thrown up and Kraft got it, and he ran 50 yards. He was next to Porter, I believe, blanking on his first name, on the Steelers.
Joey Porter Jr.
And I thought he was going to do the get off me. He literally just had to, like flick him a little bit and just a little soft push. And he goes out of the way, and he just keeps humming and humming and humming. And then on the pass out to the right side near the end zone, in the red zone there, he gets it, and you're like, all right. Like, I know he can move. I know he's strong. But I don't know how many tight ends are getting to the end zone as easily as Tucker Kraft did in the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't care who it is. I mean, his versatility, the way he plays football, like, who else is there to love more than Tucker Kraft on this team with the way he plays football? 800-990-3776.
Well, this team, I mean, there's a lot of lovable guys on the team for sure, but Tucker Kraft is just uniquely lovable. Not only is he great in reception, like truly an elite tight end already, he blocks his tail off, right? He loves physicality. He loves football. And even something like, he comes from a town of like 500 people. I mean, that just has like small town Green Bay, Wisconsin written all over it.
I couldn't get over that, because that made me feel better about how when I was in Lithuania, I was in like one of the smallest towns. It was a 4,000 people village, and I was like 500 people, and they showed on the TV the bar.
It's crazy.
It's half the population at the bar.
They did like a zoom out of it. Like this is the whole town is. I mean, it's tiny. It is incredibly tiny. So he is so lovable. I mean, he's got to be the most lovable since a couple guys come to mind. Charles Woodson.
Boosie Wood.
Charles Woodson. Jordy Nelson.
Oh, yeah. We love White Lightning.
Maybe even Donald Driver. Oh. I mean, we're talking about 10 plus years that guys have not been here for, where it's been, I can't think of anyone in the last 10 years that's as loved as Tucker Kraft. I have to go back that far to be like, oh, yeah, those guys were universally loved.
Yeah, there's some guys. I love Donald Driver, and I give Donald Driver credit for this. The Green Bay Packers wide receiver corps that came after Donald Driver, you know what they all did? They blocked. And what did Donald Driver do?
He blocked.
He blocked, and he finished, and everybody followed behind him. They worked hard for that yards after catch that we talked about. Donald Driver would have loved playing with Tucker Kraft because he would have been a great role model for him. But you also missed some people. Clay. We love Matthews, man. We love when he got a sack. Another dude that we love, remember? B.J. Raji with the belly.
Yeah.
He was very lovable. That's a good one.
You guys know I love the
wipe me down. First down. Aaron Jones, another lovable guy. You're absolutely right. The Green Bay Packers have had some lovable guys. And going in that Tucker Kraft, that workman's-like mentality is something that really ingratiates themselves with.
Let's take it a step further on Tucker Kraft. As I said, he led all tight ends in yards after the catch. Guess what he ranks in the NFL? Wide receivers, running backs, tight ends.
Yak?
And yak.
300-something? Gotta be top 10, right?
Gotta be top 10.
I guess there's some explosive
sixth.
Guys. Wow, six. That's high.
What you got?
We'll say number 9.
How about number 4? Only behind Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson. Is that what he wants to say?
Yes,
Bijan.
Well, no, that's how it's correctly pronounced, but he said he wants to go by Bijan.
So he changed back?
Yeah, he changed back.
Snip, snap.
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious.
Him and Kyle both.
Reference. Jamar Chase.
Oh, wow. That's elite company.
442 for McCaffrey. Bijan. 386. Jamar Chase, 356. Tucker Kraft, 336. Then you see Devon Achane, Khalil Shakir, Tyler Warren, DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce, and Justin Jefferson.
What? Well, that sounds like the best tight end in the NFL and one of the best tight ends who should be an All-Pro this year to me, if you ask me. That's how, I mean, no, we're talking about the less elite company, is it not? Those are guys who are shifty guys.
And I'll let Struff go.
Should we?
Tuck doing what Tuck's been doing all season is to go get that yak. I mean,
that Jordan Love
get
with
that yak.
Kay Adams.
Doing what
not
Tuck's
up
been
Adams.
Doing all season is to go get that yak. I mean, he's got two dudes chasing.
Who made Cake laugh?
She better stop.
She called him Pookie like 8 times.
Oh, no.
That's a married man.
That is a married man.
She brought up his wife a lot because she claimed that she was behind the picture. Did you guys see the picture of him as a kid?
Yeah,
the Nike shirt on. Yeah, come get some, I think the shirt said. She was telling him how she believes Ronica leaked it to the social media people of the world. It was quite a theory by Kay.
Dave from Aaron chimes in. I also saw this, and I was doing the watch party on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison during the game. Tucker Kraft also butts heads with other players without a helmet on.
Yeah.
I went over, and I was like, we got to do this. We got to butt heads. Like, Diana from Maguanago, that Tucker Kraft is a hottie.
Let Dirty D know.
Hey,
I'm good.
You're a football guy.
Nah, I'm a punter.
Yeah.
Be gentle.
Oh, you were tight end.
Be gentle.
Oh,
here we go.
That
is a little. It kind of feels good, actually.
I knew you'd like it.
It kind of reminded
you of being like a tight end.
I kind of
wouldn't let me do it.
No, not today. Not today.
He's in a suit.
Too gentle.
Yeah. I'm an important guy. You might knock him over.
If you want to.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh. He's getting delirious. He's hot.
No, I'm not hot. I love the seven layers. Guy things, football stuff.
Yeah,
the
I love
seven
the
layers
dudes,
is really
man.
Starting
yeah.
to have
Woo.
Its impact on.
I love to do guy things, as he said, by headbutting each other.
I love to do guy things.
That is guys.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah. That's different.
Okay.
The way that Tucker crafted it, though, he went in there with a full windup on a dude with a helmet.
Oh, yeah, it's different because you have an intensity of being in game. This is just weird. Like, this, why is your adrenaline that high right
because
now?
Because I loved watching him do it. He's running around, throwing guys around, two touchdowns. an absolute dog. He's on the sideline headbutting people without a helmet.
Crazy. Yeah, no,
crazy diabolical stuff that you gotta love. Want on your team.
No, that is exactly what you want on your tight end. That's a great leader as well. And he talked about in the offseason where he need to be better and his team need to be better. And he's showing it. They're just playing on a football field. They're 5-1-1 because these guys are taking the next step. Dun 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 dun. Dun. Yeah, we were joking about it all. We were joking about it, but guess what? Them boys is climbing. And every step of the way, they're getting closer to that Lombardi trophy.
And what's remarkable is, asked Jason Wilde at the beginning of the season, who were the most vocal leaders on the team? He said McKinney on the defensive side, Josh Jacobs on the offensive side, and Tucker Kraft. When you got a guy who loves football like that, loves physicality like that, he's the vocal leader. That bleeds everybody else.
Well, I want you to tell us about how you're leading the household with some projects.
Oh, that's right, guys. You know, the estate. If you're a homeowner like me, you always know. There's always a project to be had, a renovation maybe, or something that went wrong that you need fixed. Lifetime Home Services is the one-stop shop to take care of everything. Whether it is that renovation, could be a kitchen, could be a bathroom, or it could be like what we're doing. We're renovating baby Will's closet, maybe even doing epoxy floor in the garage a little bit further down the road. There's so many things that Lifetime Home Services does. There's organization, there's cabinetry, you name it. Lifetime Home Services does it. So say goodbye to juggling all the contractors. I got to call the electrician. I got to call the countertop people. I got to call this and leave it to Lifetime Home Services, the one-stop shop to take care of all of your needs. Over 30 years, Lifetime Home Services has been making homes safer and better. Trusted solutions with lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Derwin chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. You knuckleheads, it hurts a lot less hitting your forehead against a helmet than it does smack another forehead together.
Yeah.
I guess it explains a lot of what I hear on this show.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty good.
He's
pretty
trying
good.
To make you dumber, Brad.
Wait. I was under the impression that, I guess I tried on your Jacksonville helmet.
Yeah.
Now, the person getting headbutted with a helmet on, it wouldn't hurt them at all. But headbutting your skull versus like the crown of a helmet or even like the top of a helmet?
It was a funny text, but I guess you're trying to diminish how much it hurt to headbutt somebody with a helmet on and you have no helmet on. If it's less, it can't be by much.
That's what I was thinking.
The cranium, the bone of the forehead there, it is pretty solid. I would prefer...
So is a helmet.
Strove, how are you feeling? Are you still feeling a little like buzz
woozy
on your...
What city are we in again?
You done concussed,
kid. You're such a stupid idiot.
You done concussed.
You're a stupid idiot. We'll see if he can do Wheel of Strofe.
Concussed.
Next.
4 + 4 = 9.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You know Italian. What do you mean?
You know Italian?
You do know Italian.
You know Italian.
Yeah, he's right.
Oui, oui.
That's French.
But you had gelato.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You can play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries. Prize drawings are on Thursdays. Plus, your play also earns you a shot at the $300,000 December season finale. It's a Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit Pottawatomie.com/Bird Bash.
I have never seen BBL together.
I've seen
BBQ.
Yeah.
Barbecue. I've seen other things like that. I've never seen BBL.
Well, Brad Nortman had never heard of a BBL before, so we had him reach out to his wife to find out if she had heard of a BBL. This is Kyle Brustin Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. Do you have an update for us?
I do have an update. The first lady of the Nortman estate texted me back, and there's other things we're texting about in there. But, you know, she has like that, you know, respond directly to that. And I said, Lexi, do you know what a BBL is? And she simply said, no. And then I said, and then she said, we talked about some other things with the kids. And then she said, wait, what's a BBL? And I said, I gave her some context. I said, Coach Prime said in an interview, the guys couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh, he went through all that?
And she goes, so what is it? And I just say simply, Brazilian butt lift. And she goes, what in the world?
What y'all, I...
She didn't even know.
So y'all don't...
It's amazing how sheltered you two are.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah.
We just live out there.
They make me feel like I wasn't sheltered growing up.
Yeah, bring them kids over to my house.
What are they going to learn at your house, Kyle?
What the world is.
A BBL? Teach them what a BBL is?
Are you crying for your food?
Yeah.
Not going to get any.
cookies, processed food.
That's where I draw the line. No, that's where I draw the line right there.
A good time. Going out, they go down.
Oh, damn. He said a good time.
Laughter.
I mean,
joy.
This man is fun. 36 years old. He don't know what a BBL is. You ain't stumbled into seeing a BBL.
I've never
once.
Heard of it. Lexi's
Wait,
never heard
so
of
you've
it.
You've never seen a butt and been like, that doesn't seem
well,
realistic.
Well, I know what a Brazilian butt lift is. I've just never seen the, what is that, an acronym? BBL.
I ain't buying any of this. He's trying to make
you know
up
what?
No, I'm serious.
You know what a BBL is. You just didn't know the set acronym of BBL.
Yes. Yes.
With the context of what you had from Coach Prime earlier?
Flat Jackson to BBLs.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
Wheel
I've never.
Of Strophe. This guy is
it's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Wow. I'm blown away.
It's time for the
Wheel
of made for each other.
Strophe.
Sure are. BBL, the things we learn on this show.
Lexi.
Me and Lexi.
The word we is doing a lot of work there.
Lexi didn't know, so now the Nortman household know.
Another day, another butt lift the Rooney.
Hey, nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Wheel of Strohs. Probably didn't need all the hand clapping in the fireworks, but.
Good
a decent spin stroke. Ooh. Push-ups would have been
almost
deadly.
Push-up.
I've already done a plank today. We've knocked that part out. Starting the World Series. First off, did anybody stay up until 1:56 a.m. finish last
night? I have
the
most FOMO in the entire world because I made yesterday night like I really need to get sleep night. And if I was up, if I was up eighth, ninth inning, I would have stayed up the entire time.
I was dragging, or still am dragging a little bit today. I made it through. What a game that was. I watched a car chase in the Los Angeles area for like 50 minutes.
How'd you stumble on that?
So I follow this guy named Rob
Worldwide
Perez.
Wob.
Yeah, Worldwide Wob. And he does. He goes live on Twitch every time there's a car chase.
Oh, wow.
And so I watched those a lot.
You
I really enjoyed them.
50 minutes?
Yeah, this one was a long one. It ended up in a cul-de-sac.
You
anyway,
do realize you can take that 50 minutes to figure out how not to be broke anymore by doing some side investments.
Damn!
Like, that's just so, I'm being honest. Like, that extra time you have, you can be
useful. It was midnight.
Dude, work doesn't stop if you can do something on the side.
Wow. Grinder.
Wow. Look at Kyle. He's got a suit on today. Wants to give us
one of these financial advice. The kid was having a stress attack last week because he's thinking about, I don't know how I'm going to pay for a marriage and all this. Bro, you're watching 50 minutes of a car chase?
What do you want
maybe
me to do?
Maybe something on compounding interest.
What do you want me to do? Play the online casino at midnight?
No, maybe look into an investment.
The stock market's closed.
No, you can study trends. You
there
can
are
do
after
research.
Hours,
at books.
You can look at, you know, by the time you were up, it was actually pre-market
hour
starting.
Why did this turn into the lecture of my life?
Because I can't believe for 50 minutes you wasted your time.
Okay, Mr. what's that show called? 98 Fiancé? Are you looking at compounding interest while you're watching your trash TV?
Well, I multitask a lot of times.
Oh,
wow.
You got an easy out of this. Look at me
just
and look at you.
Well, I mean, that's very true. Look at me and look at you. I mean, there's a significant
you're
difference.
You're 10 years older than me.
By 26, I was doing some good things.
What?
Oh, damn.
Like what?
Does that mean I'm doing no
you're
good
doing
things?
You're doing nothing.
I have
you stink,
I, yeah,
he said.
I was doing some investments by 26. I mean,
I have no 26-year-old Kyle's looking down on 26-year-old Stroke.
Yeah, that's a lot of judgment. Like, you should
a lot
I
of
mean,
judgment.
Bro, he's about to get married within the next 2 years, and he's watching car chases on a grown-ass man's stream in California. Like, be more productive.
It was very entertaining.
Anyways,
I ain't gonna judge you, Strophe. I'll tell you that much. I was watching video game streamers during the pandemic.
I'm a little upset right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Good, you should be.
Hope is motivating.
You know what you're not doing at your age? Anything near what Shohei Ohtani's doing.
Damn, I want you to keep taking shots at each other.
Yeah, I was ready for it. What did Shohei
Fire
do,
back
friend?
Oh, you wouldn't know because you don't watch sports, despite being a daily host on ESPN Radio.
You know, he has seven Packer games.
And he questions my Packers fandom. He's missed over a quarter of the games this year.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I went to a wedding
overseas, and I went to go see my little cousin.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you're saving money for your wedding, pal.
I saw my little cousin make an NFL debut. Yeah. What can I say? I'm sorry. Sorry, my little cousin's in the NFL now.
Oh, wow.
That's not going to help your pocketbook.
It helps my happiness, though.
I agree. I'd rather be happy than rich.
That's what your life is.
You go
gone too far now.
Wow.
Zing out of there.
Is that it for the Wheel of Strofe?
Wow.
He took himself off camera. I actually think you need to apologize. Wow. This is the first time I've ever thought Kyle stepped over the line.
Wait.
You jumped on the other side.
Wait.
This is just a young man trying to figure out his way in the world. Yeah. And you were once that.
I love Alex Strofe.
Oh, you can't do that.
I love, but.
You decimated the man. He disappeared into the earth like the Avengers did.
You killed his joy right now.
I'm happy too, Strofe.
Is that about you? It's about how you just—you literally dismantled his entire life.
In my defense,
you're a grown ass man watching other people's Twitch streams at 2 o'clock at night. What's wrong with you?
I mean,
study, work, invest. Yeah. When I was 26, I had all this going for me. You got nothing.
You know when you said when you listen back to yourself.
Mm.
You might want to listen back.
Any regrets?
Well, as I tell baby girl who I love sometimes, show me the lie. Show me the lie. Show me the lie.
We're done. Tell us about your house. You got all this money to invest in these, you know, the great things that Strofe can't do.
I was comparing myself to Strofe. But when I said show me the lie, you can't find a lie in this. With Universal Window Direct, I love my Universal Windows, and I want you to love your windows too. If your home is already feeling drafty or your energy bills are creeping up, now is the time to do something about it before the cold really sets in. And Universal Windows Direct is making it easier than ever with their October deal that's packed with value. Check this out. Buy two windows, get two free, absolutely no limit. Plus, enjoy 0% financing for 3 whole years. And to top it off, you get an extra $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule this month. Call 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Buy two, get two free, 0% financing for 3 years, and a bonus $500 off. Oh, just like me, I promise y'all, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Wow, a lot happened there.
I love Strofe.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson wraps up the show before the Homer Hour.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
So in my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them Strofe Days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Bank in the Milwaukee area. That plus being a top workplace for 16 straight years, and their mission of making lives better permeates everything they do. So whether it be any pillar of your financial life, any pillar of your financial life, or just making lives better in the community, Bank 5-9 is second to none at delivering. So if you're looking for a true local community bank, Bank 5-9 is your place to be, and see how they can make your life a little bit better. Visit your local Bank 5-9 branch or go to bank59.com to learn how they can make your life better. Member of FDIC.
I agree. I'd rather be happy than rich.
That's what your life is.
That was Kyle Wallace to Alex Strofe, and that was a snippet.
Savage.
It was about 10 minutes of telling Strofe he's a lowlife that's never going to make it or thrive in this world because he's watching adults Twitch streams on car chases.
Whoa,
he's not going to be able to get married because he doesn't have...
You went at his free time, his finances, his decision-making.
Relationship.
His future nuptials.
Whoa, you guys, that's how you guys saw it.
We should feel bad for Kyle now?
You guys.
I didn't see, okay. I recognize that sometimes you got
the
hotkey.
Does this feel sincere at all?
Wait a minute. This is me being sincere. There is a hotkey that says maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. And I understand there are maybe times that I am the problem.
Maybe I'm the problem.
And hearing myself back at times, I realize I can be aggressive. Now, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think I eviscerated him. That wasn't the goal. I was being honest. But sometimes honesty can hurt. So, Strofe, I apologize. I got the text message from baby girl, and baby girl said this to me. This is crazy. This is how I knew I messed up. She said, damn, baby, you okay? Do you have built up anger or resentment? I said, ha ha, baby, I was having fun. She said, keyword, I, Kyle. You were the only one in that scenario having a good time.
Well, I was having a great time.
You were like a cat playing with a mouse. He didn't stand a chance.
Oh.
Damn, now baby girl's taking shots of Strowe?
Dang.
No, that was supposed to be, bitch, I guarantee you are going to be in trouble for reading that last part on the air.
We just got a tweet from a guy named Cheesy Does It. He says, when will you replace Kyle? He doesn't care. He's arrogant. He's a bully, etc.
Is that your other burner account?
My other burner account? Does that imply I have a burner account?
Did he not have a burner account that he exposed?
Is this your other burner account?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean my text messenger?
Yeah.
This is a Twitter account.
I'm sure you have a Twitter burner.
I don't.
Strowe, I am sorry. I was joking.
This is the second time you apologized. The first time he apologized.
The second time he apologized, he said, sometimes the truth hurts.
You apologize for being honest. Is that even an apology?
Wait. Let me get another chance, Strowe. Okay. So, let me tell y'all. Strowe is an incredible young man. Incredible. He works hard. He thrives. He strives.
Is this a campaign speech?
No, I'm telling you, what he does at broadcasting is incredible. He's focused. He's locked in. He's working hard. He's found a wonderful woman.
I think work hard was twice there.
He's found a wonderful woman that absolutely loves him, and he is grinding. He is grinding, and he does invest.
He can't make ends meet, but he's grinding.
And you know
what? He's trying.
If it's in his free time, if he wants to watch car chases in L.A., then you know what, Strowe? You do that because you earn that right. You work your ass off. You work 7 days. You did 2 shows on Sunday. You filled in for me just like that. So Strowe is incredible.
It still feels disingenuous.
Him.
I don't know about you guys.
He's going places. We'll be lucky to keep him
He's nowhere
here
now,
at ESPN
but he's
Wisconsin.
Going places.
Come on now. He gets the interview. He got the interview. Shaka Smart, Greg Gard.
Doug Gottlieb.
I said what I said.
Okay.
This is amazing. He's friends with Carrington Valentine. I mean, the guy is incredible. Strowe, you're special. You're special, dude. You're special. But special in a good way, not a bad way. But his finances, I'm sure, are fantastic. I don't know his personal finances. And I know he talked to Brad about stuff. He's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you guys meet?
No. Not yet.
Well,
they plan on it.
They plan on it.
Yeah.
And
we're going to do it.
Homer, please join in. Kyle.
Can I ask you a question?
Is it going to put me in more hot water?
No. Do you think he believes any of that crap? What?
It's true.
Oh, now it's true. Do we need to go back? It's funny how you forgot all that stuff when you were talking before. How did you come to what you said the first when you had all this in your back pocket?
Homer, I'm gonna be honest. You're a baby boomer, so you can take the real stuff. Homer, listen. It's called giving people love. Love, and you got to be honest with them.
Okay,
that's
no,
real
you
love.
Just said it's
that's
giving people
love.
Love.
That's tough
it's
love.
It's not being honest.
Tough
it's
love.
It's giving people love.
Tough love.
Was it honest
it was
or
tough
love?
Love again at the beginning. This was just
this
new
is just,
love.
This is, you know, he Gen Z, so you know.
Sometimes.
Oh, so now you got to take sandwich
care of approach.
You take care of him just like you take care of me.
Okay,
so I got it right. I'm done.
Strowe is all good, man. L.A. car chases are awesome. Saw one yesterday. The guy on the motorcycle who got the cop ended up getting hit hard in an accident. But keep doing what you're doing. Don't listen to Kyle.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm an arrogant something.
Bully.
Now, hold on. Bully. Was that love, deep love, last year's love, or...
Oh,
hard love.
Me not telling him don't
no,
listen to
you
me?
Just ripping yourself. That
that's just me trying to make him feel better.
All right, okay.
Is it working, Strowe?
Whoever said I was not feeling fine.
Do you feel better than you felt 15
minutes
ago?
I feel like now that Homer's here, I can say, you guys are telling me how to feel. Stop telling me how to feel.
Yeah, stop telling
stop
me
telling
how
to
feel. He's
feel.
Good.
Wow. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Homer. Appreciate that.
Homer, Jordan Love this year.
You're just going to transition?
Average, good, great, or elite?
I mean, what is how high do you have to be elite?
You have to be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
No, he's not that, but that's a career thing. He's playing just like he did a couple of years ago, second as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so, pretty sounds elite like to elite. Me.
Yeah. Well, through this number of games.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, Josh Allen was so incredible last year. I mean, but Jordan Love, if he throws 40 touchdown passes this year, right, which he's probably going to get to about 35, 37, but, you know, it takes a couple hot games. And the ability to use his legs, his completion percentage, I mean, he's putting together some really great seasons. But I think the biggest thing that we have to understand, when you look at the fourth quarter in these games, the Green Bay Packers offense has been able to put teams away in the fourth quarter. I bring up the Cleveland Browns game simply because he did, whether it's pass interference or whatever it is, he put the team in a position to win. But look at the fourth quarters in this game. This team has put up a lot of points in the fourth quarter.
His difference is not the biggest difference on the team. He's better in much because of Tucker Kraft.
Well, you need someone to deliver the ball to Tucker Kraft too.
Right. Come on.
You do. You need somebody to target.
Yeah.
You can't just do everything.
Only as good Tom Brady as the quarterback.
Well, only tight end. Oh, let me see. Just be curious. How much does Jordan help him after he catches the ball? What was and you would say that when he catches the ball, there are people around him. He's open, not wide open. That's all Jordan Love, too? Isn't he number one in the world in yak?
He's up there, but you need someone to deliver the offense and get
you know,
to him,
I just
put him up in the right spot.
You were not that good a punter. It was the snapper that was the key.
I need
the
a good snapper.
Snapper was
I
the
need
key.
A good snapper.
Yes, I didn't say Tucker Kraft. You look at his numbers.
They're remarkable.
They are remarkable. They're remarkable. And they make everybody, including the quarterback, look better.
Madison, Homer Hour. Coming with you next in 2 minutes.